Revelation chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things which must shortly come to pass, which he sent and put into sign language by his angel to his servant John, who testified of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, even of all things that he saw. So, you learn here that the book of Revelation is in sign language. That means that you've got to interpret it. That you can't take it all literally with dragons and things like that, and things falling from heaven, and all these things are going to represent something. And these things are going to happen in the future. So when you come to some parts of Revelation that appear to be maybe looking back to things in the Garden of Eden or whatever, no, this is not telling us what happened then. This is all looking forward to the future. So, blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy and keep the things that are written here, because the time is near. So that means that some of these things could have come true really soon. Now, it seems that John was giving this message soon before the events of AD 70. That was when, about 40 years roughly after Jesus had ascended to heaven, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem. They came and attacked the Jews in Israel and destroyed Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, which is a really huge thing for the Jews. So it seems that for these things to have happened soon after John gave them, this book must apply to those things about the Romans attacking Jerusalem. But it's clearly also applying to the last days, to our days, and to the actual coming of Jesus, when again there's going to be attack upon God's people, but this time Jesus is actually going to come, literally and visibly, to the earth. So that's the two ways to understand this book of Revelation. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia. That's basically a reference to Asia Minor, what is now Turkey. Grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come. That Jesus, as Paul says, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Jesus who loved little children is the same Jesus who is now, and he's the same Jesus who's going to come again. So it's not like Jesus is going to be one of those people who you think you know, and then they turn another face, they start acting differently. And you think, oh, you're not who I thought you were. Jesus isn't like that. The Jesus that we meet in the Gospels, he who was, is he who now is, and it's who he's going to be when he comes back. The Jesus who died to save people, who really wanted to save people, he who hated the way of hypocrisy and the Pharisees and that, this is who he is now, and it's who he will be. So, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. So all these kings and powers that we're going to read of, Jesus is on top of them. To him that loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and who made us king priests to be to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion for ever and ever. Amen. So we are going to be the future kings of the earth when all the systems of world government have now finished. Behold, he comes with the clouds. Remember, he ascended to heaven in the clouds, and the angel said, this same Jesus will so come in like manner. He comes with clouds, and every eye will see him, and those who pierced him. So the people who pierced Jesus will be resurrected, and they will see him and be judged. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, was, and is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother, and partaker with you in tribulation and the kingdom and patience of Jesus, was on the island called Patmos, because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit in the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice like a trumpet saying, what you've seen, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. And having turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Well, the seven churches he's just mentioned are like the seven candlesticks. So then, the church should be a light stand, a candlestick, burning the oil of the Spirit and giving out light. That's the idea. In the middle of the candlesticks was one like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet and with a golden sash around his chest. And his head and his hair were white, like white wool, white as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire. His feet were like bronze refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the voice of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. And his face was as the sun shining in its strength. So this then is our Lord Jesus, the Jesus who grew up as a little boy, the Jesus who worked as a carpenter, the Jesus who loved little children. Now, this is how glorious he is. And he is in the midst of the churches. He's seen in the midst of the candlesticks, and he's got the churches like seven stars in his hand. This is how great it is that somebody of our nature could rise up so great, as it were, one of our boys, could come all this way to this huge exaltation. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if I was dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, "Fear not, I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, but behold, I am alive for always, and I have the keys of death and of Hades. Therefore, write the things which you see, and the things which are, and the things which shall hereafter come to pass. Now this is the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks are seven churches." So we are in his hand, and he really does know all his true people, whoever they are, all the churches, and the churches are only made up of people, are in his hand.